What's up? It is episode 11 of The Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. I, of course, would be the aforementioned Patrick Netherton. Super excited to have you with us. It has been a tremendous journey for the Barbecue Hound, and I'm hoping that it continues to go onward and upward. Please, first things first, please help us out. Get the word out about this show. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies if you want, right? Maybe you don't like the show and you want to subject them to my voice for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour every single week. So please feel free to send that out to whoever you can think of that you think might enjoy this. I've got a really good story about the reach of the Barbecue Hound coming up here in just a bit. But please go follow all of our social media and our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/@TheBBQHound. All of our social media is @TheBBQHound. We're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. Find us on either of those spots. Please, again, go subscribe, like, follow. Nothing costs any money. Everything is completely free. So please make sure that you go follow along with what we've got going on. Share that out to your friends and family and even your enemies. Let them know that this is available for them. I was laughing, and you'll hear about this in the smoke. I actually had a comment about from a different barbecue podcaster, and he was talking about the show. And I said I approach this from a different way. Most of the people that have barbecue podcasts are either barbecue cooks or barbecue critics or barbecue judges or whatever the case may be that sort of show up into the broadcasting realm. Their expertise is on the barbecue side. I come from the exact opposite way. I am a broadcasting guy who dabbles in barbecue and judging and that sort of stuff. So my expertise is way more on the broadcast side than it is the barbecue side. And so I come at it from a little bit of a different perspective. But again, we're having a lot of fun doing this. I'm getting to make some trips. That's what today's show is going to be all about, getting to go down to Houston. I got to hit 5 of the Texas Monthly top 50 spots in Houston. I only missed 2 in the greater Houston area. We will get to those eventually, but we did hit 5 of them. That's what the majority of this show is going to be about. But again, if you want to be involved in the show, follow along on social media, Facebook and Instagram, follow our YouTube channel. Please make sure that you, interact with us, right? We have the smoke every week where we give you listener and viewer comments. That'll be coming up a little bit later in today's show. Make sure that you are sending in your thoughts on whatever we've got going on our Instagram page, our Facebook feed, or our YouTube channel as well. So go find any of those, and you perhaps will be in an episode upcoming. Also, if you want to comment, you can text or leave a voicemail. We can play those. That is 318-6570-HAM, 318-6570-426. Hit us up there, or you can email us. The email address is patrick@thebbqhound.com. So find us in any of those places, and then please don't forget to share out. Let's continue to grow this page. All right, so I had a weekend off. So for those that don't know, my quote-unquote day job is I am the play-by-play announcer for Northwestern State broadcasts on ESPN+, but I only do home games. So we produce an ESPN broadcast every time there's a home game. I had a volleyball match the night before this came out on Thursday, a volleyball match the previous night. So I do volleyball in the fall. I do football in the fall. Well, football was on the road at Houston Christian. And if you don't know the Huskies, they are a team that's coming up from the Division II ranks. They've made their way into Division I. You may know them as the team whose football stadium is right next to a CVS. Basically, at their football stadium, there's no visiting sidelines. Everyone is on the home side. There's only one set of grandstands. The visiting sideline is just players and then a fence. And then on the north side of their field behind the visitor sideline is the field house and the weight room for the football team. And on the south side of the visitor sideline behind the fence is a CVS pharmacy. And that has been long a kind of a running gag amongst folks in the Southland and around the country or whatnot, that Husky Stadium is basically in the parking lot of a CVS. It's pretty amusing. So I said, you know what? The Demons are playing at Houston Christian. Let me, you know, I haven't just gone to a game to watch in a long time. And I have not hit any of the Texas Monthly top 50 places in Houston yet. One of my best friends lives in Houston. She lives in Pearland. Thought this is a perfect opportunity. So I hatched a plan. I would stay north of town by the airport. For those that don't know Houston, there are two airports. Hobby is down at the south. That's where Southwest flies out of mostly. And then in the north is Bush in, International Airport. And that is, again, the north side of town. And since I was coming from Shreveport, coming south, I didn't want to go all the way down south of Houston proper if I could help it. So I decided to go ahead and stay on the north side of town. Got a nice cheap hotel. I was at Hampton Inn. It was cheap in price, but not cheap in quality. Hampton Inn right there by the airport. And what I figured is, as I sort of mapped out my plan, well, being on the north side of town, spring was right there, an easy drive, like 10, 12, 15 miles. So I could go and hit the two in Spring, Corkscrew, which is right there in Spring, and Rosemeyer. I could get both of those. And then I could hit the two in Montgomery, which is about 40 miles north of where I was. Montgomery is one of those kind of, you got to kind of want to get there. It's Lake Conroe, which is a huge tourist destination, but it's not necessarily along the beaten path, if you will. So I was like, you know what, while I'm here and I'm on the north side of town, plus both the places in Montgomery, Bar A Barbecue and Jennings, are both open on Sundays, which is not always the case. So I said, you know what, this is perfect. Got a plan formulating. I'm going to hit the two in Spring, and then I'm going to hit the two in Montgomery on the way out of town on Sunday. In between, I'll go see Northwestern State and Houston Christian. So the plan is formulating. At this point, I'm going to knock off four barbecue joints in the top 50, get my stamps, and continue rocking and rolling on. Give out some stickers. For those that don't know, I do have stickers. The Barbecue Hound does have a batch of stickers. If anybody wants one, let me know. I'll be happy to maybe send you one. But anyway, we got the Barbecue Hound stickers, and I like to give them out as I go along. People put them up on, you know, most of the barbecue joints have a big wall of stickers, which I need to actually get because in my travels, I've started picking up a lot of stickers, and I need to figure out where to put all of them. So I have the plan in place. I'm ready to go. I take off and I'm headed down to Houston. Well, I get down there on Friday. I leave out early in the morning on Friday so I can hit one of, if not both of the places in Spring, either Corkscrew or Rosemeyer. I can hit those for lunch and maybe both of them, but I definitely need to hit one of them for lunch. Well, as I started planning with my crew that's coming in from Northwestern State, what we realized is that they wanted to hit a barbecue place for their pregame meal on Saturday, and they are coming down from Louisiana, from Natchitoches. So I thought, you know what, why not? Let's do Rosemeyer on Saturday as our lunch. Great. So we'll do Corkscrew for Friday lunch, Rosemeyer for Saturday lunch, and then I'll hit Bar A and Jennings on the way home on Sunday. Plan is great. There's a wild card coming in just a moment. We'll talk about that in a second. So I drive down Friday morning. I get to Corkscrew about 12:30 or so. The line is wrapped around the building, but it was shaded, and it was actually very pleasant outside. It was not super hot, a very pleasant afternoon, and so got to just chill and relax, get through the line. You know, Corkscrew is one of those places that not only has a Texas Monthly Top 50 ranking, but it also has a Michelin star, which is a terrific recognition of what they're doing at Corkscrew. So you go in with very high expectations. I'd been to Corkscrew years and years ago on my way out of town one time in Houston and didn't have a huge recollection of it. Remembered it being good, didn't remember anything else about it. So we get in line, and of course, I'm about, I don't know, 6-7 people from the front at this point, and they come out and they scratch off ribs. I'm like, well, they must have had some serious ribs pre-ordered, or you know, people coming in and buying whole racks at a time, because it would be shocking to me that they would be out of ribs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So they obviously had some very serious rib run going on. People coming in buying probably 4, 5, 6, 10 racks at a time, whatever, which is fine. They, you know, they need to sell their stuff. But I was disappointed I wasn't going to get to try the ribs. Everything else held up. I got to the counter, got myself a tremendous spread. If you haven't seen any of these spreads, they're all available on either my Facebook page or my Instagram page. Again, that's at the BBQ Hound. I've got pictures of everything. Please feel free to go and check them out. So I get my platter for Corkscrew. Everything was very, very good. And it was obvious why Corkscrew had its Michelin star, because everything was good and everything was, you could tell, just incredibly solid, incredibly solid. Now, I am not a pulled pork guy, but on the recommendation of Daniel Vaughn and the Texas Monthly Top 50, they said, hey, make sure you don't skip out on the pulled pork in at Corkscrew. I was like, okay, I'm not a pulled pork guy, but I'll do it. And that was the best pulled pork I've ever had. It was absolutely incredible, had a really nice spice to it and a really good bite. I was incredibly impressed. The brisket was just so solid. It was simple. It was very salt, pepper, very umami, very unctuous. You know, it was not a, there was nothing tricky in that brisket at all. It was absolutely fantastic. Then I got the mac and cheese and the beans, and I got both of their types of sausage. Sausage was good, no problems. Mac and cheese, very solid. The beans were incredible. They're not the best beans I've ever had. Those are still at Riverport Barbecue in Jefferson, Texas, up in the northeast pocket of Texas. But the beans were really good. Had a nice tang. I like a baked bean. I don't like pinto beans. Technically, I'll eat them, like, you know, but I like a baked bean that's got a little bit of kick to it, a little bit of spice, a little of that tanginess. And that was exactly what they had. And then arguably my favorite part of going to Corkscrew was they had the fake sodas, right? One of my favorite things is the fake cane, you know, sugar, whatever sodas. Because they can't name them. You know, look, I'm a Diet Coke fiend. I'll tell you about in a second. Bar A had a shirt that said Post Oak and Diet Coke, which they didn't have in a 3X. And I'm so disappointed because that is my shirt right there. Basically barbecue and Diet Coke. Unfortunately, they didn't have any in my size. But I go and they have at Corkscrew the fake Coke. It's, you know, real sugar soda is what it's called. And so they had a diet cola as opposed to a Diet Coke. You know, I got a liter of cola, whatever, for those of you that enjoy the Super Troopers. And I got, you know, a liter of soda, basically just got the diet cola is what it amounts to. And then they had their Dr. Pepper knockoff. And I'm going to show this. I'll try to share this with you here. Hopefully you can see it if you're watching on the YouTube channel. But their version of the Dr. Pepper was called Dr. Doctor, D-R-D-O-C-T-O-R. So the abbreviation followed by the actual name. I absolutely cracked up. My sister works at Dr. Pepper. She's a big Dr. Pepper, you know, account rep. And so anytime I get to mess with her about Dr. Pepper, because she knows I'm a Diet Coke addict and she doesn't, she's not a fan of me having that, but I did show her Doctor, told her, why can't you sue these people into oblivion? Or as Mike Tyson said, sue them into Bolivian. But unfortunately they were not able to. All right. So I had my Corkscrew meal. Everything was good. And then my buddy Jeff, hollers at me. My name is Jeff. If any of you've seen that movie. So Jeff hollers at me and he's like, hey, since you're in town and you're looking to knock off some Texas Monthly places, why don't we hit Truth tonight? Because Truth in Houston does a dinner service from 5 to 8. And I'm like, well, you know, so I ordered a little bit less at Corkscrew so that because I knew I'd be eating a little bit, I'd be eating again. Typically when I eat barbecue, I usually eat one place, I eat one meal, and then I eat very light for dinner. It's kind of how I do my life anyway. Eat a lot for lunch, a little bit less for dinner. So Jeff hits me up, says, hey, let's do Truth for dinner. It's open 5 to 8. Let's do it. I'm like, all right, cool. So I get back to the hotel. I almost fall asleep after eating Corkscrew. I get up, I drive into town, into Houston, to Truth Barbecue, and I'll tell you this. I have stood in the regular Saturday lunch line at Truth Barbecue, and when I tell you that if you really want to hit Truth, go at dinner. It is so much easier. I got there at like 4:45. Again, they open at 5. I got there at 4:45. I was 15th in line. When I got there at 10 o'clock on a Saturday, I was 70th in line, right? The line was already wrapped around multiple times. I got there, I was 15th in line. It went really smoothly to get to through the food. The cash register was, there were some issues going on there, but we got through it. And I gave them a sticker, and they gave me a sticker. So we took care of that. So yeah, my first day, Corkscrew and Truth. I'll tell you a little more about Truth in a second, but we got a Corkscrew barbecue sticker and we got a Truth barbecue sticker. And both of those will be going up. I got to figure out if anybody has any ideas on how to display stickers, my barbecue stickers. I'd love it. I have a Yeti cooler that has stickers all over it, but I'd really like something that I could display in my background here with all of my stickers on it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So Truth, we get down, we get seated. We got a couple of the different sides. They had the corn pudding, basically, which was exceptional. I love a side that's got a complexity to it. It was that sweetness of the corn to go along with the rest of the dish. We got the hash brown casserole, which had a great spice to it and a good kick to it. We ended up with, we go with the ribs, the brisket, the sausage, three different sides. And I will tell you, that is a fantastic rib. That's one of the best ribs I've ever eaten anywhere. It was really, really good. Very, very solid. Again, the mac was good. The corn pudding was good. The hash brown casserole was good. All of that was tremendous. The brisket was fantastic. The sauces were good. They've got a bevy of sauces. They have your regular type of, red sauce, if you will. They've got a mustard-based sauce, which was quality, and they've got an Alabama white sauce, especially for chicken. If you've ever been to Alabama to eat any of those places like Big Bob Gibson, you know that you typically want to put that on chicken. We didn't have any chicken. So I skipped the white sauce, tried a little bit of it. It was fine. I'm not usually a huge fan of the Alabama white sauce. So great rib, great brisket. Sides were amazing. Banana pudding, one of the best I've ever had. It was creamy. It didn't have too many bananas in it, which I'm weirdly, I don't like a banana pudding with a lot of bananas in it, but it was incredibly solid. Got my stamp. Appreciate the folks at Truth Barbecue. They were awesome. Then I knew I was going to hit Rosemeyer in spring for lunch on Saturday before the Northwestern State football game. So I get up, I go, I drive, I get to Rosemeyer, which is in a small trailer in a little kind of wooded area right off of, I believe it's one of the tollways. So you get in there and I was lucky. I got there at 10:30. Obviously they open at 11, maybe 10:15, 10:30, something like that. There wasn't a huge line. Everyone was kind of sitting in their cars. Then everyone got out and I saw the folks from Rosemeyer walking around. And I was like, well, let's kind of just see what's going on. So I get out, I get in line. I luckily had a hat in my truck because I burn easily. But I had a hat in my truck, so I was able to not have to worry about that. And I get in line. I'm waiting in line, and I see Ben Maxwell, who it's hard to miss. He's a ginger. They actually his handle on Instagram is the Brisket Ginger, which makes sense. So I see Ben Maxwell, and he's loading up, he's lining the trash cans. He's putting trash bags in trash cans out there. And I mentioned that I had kind of a cool interaction, and this is the cool interaction that I had, because look, this show is 11 episodes deep, and you get some responses from time to time. You hear from people. Obviously the people that you already know are following you. It's you know, are you reaching new people? Are there different people out there that you didn't know that you're reaching? Now, I'd never met Ben Maxwell. I'd never interacted with Rosemeyer, other than I followed all of them on Instagram and Facebook, but I don't know them at all. Jordan Rosemeyer and Ben Maxwell, don't know those guys at all. But I see Ben Maxwell, he's recognizable. I looked up, you know, every time I go to a place, I try to look up who the owners are so I can, you know, if I see them, I can interact with them, give them a sticker. So I go up to him and I shake his hand. I'm like, hey, I'm Patrick Netherton and I wanted to give you a sticker. So I hand him my Barbecue Hound sticker. And he goes, man, I listen to your show. And I'm in the media business. I've been in the media business for a long time. We are driven by, to some degree, external validation. You have to have an incredibly thick skin to be in the media business, period. But it helps when people recognize you. And again, I had never met Ben Maxwell. I didn't know Ben Maxwell. I just went up and introduced myself and wanted to give him a sticker. And him saying, hey, I've watched your show, I've listened to your show, was such a cool moment for me. It was such a validation for me that, yeah, this thing is getting out to people. People are responding to it. That's why I do it. I want people to enjoy it, right? When we talk to pitmasters and we talk about our adventures, I want people to enjoy it, to maybe learn something along the way, whatever the case. Ben Maxwell saying, hey, I've heard your show, when he and I had never had any interaction, we were not friends, was such a huge deal for me and such a validation of what I'm doing. So I just want to say to Ben, thank you. He will be a guest on the show coming up here before too long. He also introduced me to Jordan Rosemeyer. We got to chat for a bit, got to take a bunch of pictures with everyone, which is awesome. And then my crew shows up. And we got a lot, right? We got their big platter and that had a little bit of everything on it. Then we added some extra ribs. We added some extra brisket. It came with brisket, ribs, sausage, one link of each of their sausages, some pork belly burn-ins, turkey, and then I believe four sides, plus obviously sauces and bread and whatnot. So we ordered on top of that additional brisket and additional ribs. Obviously, if you know me, if you've heard me, my favorite bite of my life still is the pork belly burnt end, the bacon burnt end at Heim in Fort Worth. That's still my favorite number one bite. I will tell you, Rosemeyer's pork belly burnt end is on the list, right? It's in consideration. I could have sat down and just eaten four or five of those pork belly burnt ends. They were exceptional. One of the best single bites of barbecue that I've ever eaten. Was unbelievable. The sausage was all good. The turkey, again, I keep telling people all the time, if you're sleeping on the turkey at a terrific, I also forgot to mention they did have pulled pork on the platter as well. If you're sleeping on turkey at a fantastic barbecue restaurant, you're missing out, man. Smoked turkey, when it's done right, is so juicy. You know, usually you think of turkey being dry. No, the turkey, smoked turkey, when done correctly, and most of these barbecue places do it correctly, it is absolutely spectacular. So if you miss out on turkey at a top-notch barbecue restaurant, that's on you. But I'm telling you, get a slice or two. It will absolutely change how you view turkey. I will never go anytime I'm doing Thanksgiving, I'm picking up a smoked turkey from somewhere. And that's what we're having for Thanksgiving, is smoked turkey from a barbecue place. We're not picking up turkey from anywhere else. But the ribs were really good. The brisket was fantastic. All of the sides were great. I'm not a huge potato salad guy, but I was told they were good. The mac was really good. That mustard sauce that they have both a regular kind of red sauce and they have a mustard sauce. The red sauce was interesting. It had a really interesting tang to it that we were all struggling to figure out. And I think it was a little bit of vinegar that was in there. It was really good. But the mustard sauce was maybe my favorite mustard sauce I've ever eaten. It was exceptional. The perfect tang, according to Ben, he said, I think he said they use 5 different types of mustard in the sauce, which is wild. And it is so good. It is really well done. Everything there was good. But we have to talk about the ice cream. The ice cream was the best dessert I've ever had. Period. Every month they do 3 ice creams. They make them there on, they make them in house, if you will. I was like, are these ice cream, this is homemade? He goes, yeah. I go, I need to visit that home, please. It was called the Moist and Milky. It was sweet cream, condensed milk ribbons, whipped cream, cake, and cinnamon sugar. And it was just, I mean, it was a bit of a sugar bomb you get, but the cake gave you a little bit of texture. The cinnamon gave you a little bit of a bite. That ice cream was, I could have bathed in that stuff and I could have just eaten a whole tub of that. I'm actually a little bit disappointed that I ordered the small and not the large, but as much food as we'd eaten, probably better off getting the small, not the large. All right, so that finished out our first 3 places. Went to the Northwestern State Houston Christian game. That was a lot of fun. It was a very exciting game. Glad I got to go see it. Glad that the Demons are making, they're the youngest team in America, so glad to see them being able to be competitive. Then I finished it off. I got up on Sunday, drove to Montgomery, went to Bar A in Montgomery, which, again, just exceptional. I'm just telling you, the top 50 places, by and large, I think in the last 2 lists, maybe the last 3 lists that I've gotten to do. And again, I've not been this deep. I'm 13 deep now in this list. I've only been like 8 or 9 on the other ones. I'm planning on getting the whole top 50 done. And I'm planning on having all top 50 chefs here on Pitmasters here on the show at some point. But I just want to tell you, every one of these platters was can't miss. Everything on the platter was terrific. I did not have anything that I would consider a bad bite on any of these platters. Corkscrew, Truth, Rosemeyer, Bar A, and Jennings. There was no misses, right? Some stuff, you know, some ribs were a little bit better than other ribs. Some brisket was a little bit better than other brisket. Everything was good. And that's so hard to do. And I was so incredibly impressed by that. So I go to Bar A, not a very long line, which was good. It was in the shade. Again, very pleasant for being in South Texas. And I got they had a platter. And I went ahead and got that. A little bit of everything. A couple of ribs, a couple of slices of turkey, a couple of slices of brisket, pulled pork, 2 types of sausage. Then a couple of sides, which I got, which were fantastic. They were out of mac and cheese, unfortunately. And then a couple of desserts. They had a tallow cookie, like a beef tallow cookie. So a cookie that was baked, or, you know, they used tallow instead of oil. So it had a cool little tang to it. And then I got a cookies and cream whipped dessert, which was also really good. At Bar A, the rib was arguably the best rib I've ever eaten anywhere. It was perfect. Little notes of sweetness, little notes of saltiness, little notes of spice. Again, for those that know me, you know I want a complex mouthfeel. I want it hitting all the areas of my tongue. I want all the taste buds activated. If your rib is just sweet, I'm not going to judge that as well as something that gives me savory, salty, and then sweet on the back end, or sweet up front. Like I mentioned the blueberry gastrique pork belly burn ends last week with Andrew Caskey. We'll talk about that interview coming up here in the smoke in just a second. And we talked about that, right? The balance of flavors. When I ate that blueberry gastrique pork belly burn end, it was very sweet to start. And then as that pork belly broke down, that bacon and that saltiness came out and it balanced it out. Well, these ribs from Bar A were incredibly balanced, incredibly balanced. I was so impressed with what they did. And I got to meet Caleb Abercrombie, who was sporting his Oklahoma hat, his OU hat. This was the day after the Red River, what we all refer to as the Red River Shootout. I think it's now the Red River Rivalry or something. Texas and OU, Texas kind of dominated that game. And unfortunately for Caleb, but he was still sporting his OU hat. So God bless him. He was sticking up for his Sooners. Also, another really good mustard sauce at Bar A. And the second time or the third time that I've seen the little fans, I ate outside under the trees, and there, of course, are a lot of flies. You're around trees, there's going to be flies. But they have these little fans that are, they're like little plastic blades, and they just spin really kind of lazily, but they spin really low because they're basically just keeping the flies away from your food. Really cool invention. First saw them when I was in San Antonio. I had not seen them before that, and I didn't really even know what they were when I was in San Antonio. Saw some people using them, figured it out, then I got to use it at Bar A. So I ate a little bit more than I wanted to at Bar A, and that set me up for my final trip to Jennings in Montgomery, just a few miles away, a small food truck right next to a gas station, and man, it was awesome. I was incredibly impressed. I was not super hungry at that point, so I got a couple of ribs. I got a couple of slices of brisket. I got some sausage. I basically just ended up getting the three meat plate, and a couple of sides were included in that. And let me tell you something. I didn't go in with just amazing expectations. I didn't know what to expect. It's obviously a top 50 spot, and they blew me away. It's a father-son team, Josh and Gary Jennings. They were both in the truck working. That's really cool. It was so neat. I got to give them a sticker. They mentioned that they had seen me follow them on Instagram earlier, and were going to, you know, put the sticker up or whatever. So if you see a Barbecue Hound sticker somewhere when you go to one of these Texas Monthly top 50 joints, be sure to tell them that you've heard the show and you enjoy the show. I will say this, right? Again, as all of these places, incredibly solid platter. The ribs were terrific. The brisket was really good. I liked their sauce a lot. Didn't really enjoy their regular kind of red sauce, if you will. But they had a mac and cheese, which I didn't ask after the fact, and I really probably should have. That tasted like a five cheese mac and cheese. There were so many little distinct tangs to it and different flavors to it that it had to have had more than one cheese in it, or there was something going on in there that I couldn't identify, but that might be the best mac and cheese I've ever eaten. It was really, really good. So a tremendous trip down to Houston, Corkscrew in Spring, Truth in Houston, down in Houston proper, Rosemeyer back up in Spring, Bar A in Montgomery, Jennings in Montgomery. Got to get five Texas Monthly top 50 lists stamped and had a terrific time. Also got to see a few other folks that were getting their books stamped and were traveling. Got to give a sticker out to a few folks who were doing that. Hope everyone is having a terrific journey as they go around and get their top 50 Texas Monthly barbecue book stamped. And of course, don't forget, you got your digital passport as well. I stamp both of them when I go to all the places. I get the digital one and I get my book stamped. So just a tremendous trip to Houston and hitting five of the seven spots that are in the greater Houston area. And I look forward to getting to Brisket and Rice and Pinkerton's on my next trip down to H-Town. We come back, it'll be time for The Smoke, where we'll read your comments and any emails, texts, whatever, about past episodes of The Barbecue Hound. The Smoke is next. Welcome back to The Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. It's time for The Smoke, where we get your comments from listeners, viewers, whether you want to email Patrick at thebbqhound.com, or if you want to hit us up via text or voicemail, 318-657-0HAM, 318-657-0426, or feel free to comment on our YouTube channel, on any of our videos there. Comment on our Facebook page or the Instagram page. Last week was Andrew Kasky, the owner of Bad Wolf Barbecue in Ruston. We were talking a lot about having to educate the Ruston, Louisiana, the more rural Louisiana, and even just Louisiana in general barbecue audience and population about how a barbecue restaurant in a Texas style is done. And we had some comments on that, mostly on our Instagram page. First, though, Jeff, my buddy Jeff, who I was with down in Houston, Wanted to know if he could get Andrew's Spotify link because he had his drum set in the background. If you didn't catch the video portion of our interview with Andrew Caskey, he did have his drum set sitting in the background. Now for some comments on the video itself. Robbie said 100% the best barbecue, talking about Bad Wolf. Jessica said the best barbecue in Louisiana, fire emoji. Ethan responded with 100% agree. Silas said, we still struggle with this mindset. Again, talking about Louisiana people wanting to have plates as opposed to ordering by the pound, and you know, not really understanding the concept of being open until sold out, that sort of thing. Silas said, we still struggle with this mindset and eventually broke down as well and started doing plates. But yes, praise the Lord for those loyal customers that learned our way of how we wanted to feed them Texas-style barbecue with Louisiana flair. And Bad Wolf responded to that and said, I'm finally back to ordering by the pound now, but we still get people that ask weekly for plates. We have to explain to them how to build the plate for them. So yeah, same kind of concept of doing the plates, but doing it in more of a build it yourself type of fashion instead of just going with the plate itself. Again, don't forget, if you want to be involved with the smoke, please feel free to send us text, voicemails, comment on any of our social media posts. We're going to have a bunch. We had a bunch of comments on all the posts from the Houston barbecue trip. We'll get to all of those coming up next week. More Pitmasters to come, as always, as we're going to get through all the top 50 and all around the country as well, and hopefully around the world. We may be getting some guys from Australia before too long, so I'm very much looking forward to that. So this has been this week's episode of The Barbecue Hound with Patrick Netherton. Please comment, like, share, follow, tell all your friends, and let's continue to help make this thing grow. We will see you next week.